pay for Chase.
Abstract number one. A randomized controlled trial of a novel loop drainage technique versus standard incision and drainage in the treatment of skin abscesses. This is by Laddie et al. In the Academic Emergency Medicine. So we've covered a couple of papers recently on this loop technique, and you know they've had some issues with follow-up and things like that, but this is a good one. So the loop drainage technique, basically we've gone through before, involves making sort of two stab incisions on either side of an abscess, putting the Kellys in, breaking up some loculations, and then plus minus irrigation. The literature is a little mixed on what you do there. And then you thread kind of a thin, long rubber cord, could be IV tubing, could be a Penrose drain, could be just about anything, loosely between the two holes, tie it at the top loose enough so the patient can kind of shimmy it back and forth. And then if you have a compliant patient, theoretically, they could remove the thing themselves. And like I said, a few months ago, I covered a paper, actually also a paper chaser, showing the loop drainage technique was non-inferior to a traditional IND at 14-day follow-up for ED management of cutaneous abscesses, but almost half the patients in their sample were lost to follow-up, and they didn't have any data on sort of patient or provider-level things like pain and satisfaction. So in this prospective, non-blinded, randomized trial, the authors compared the efficacy of the loop technique versus traditional IND with packing and include some of those patient-oriented outcomes that Mike and I have been saying we really are interested in for a very long time on this topic.
So how did it feel? Things like that.
Exactly right. So this was a convenient sample of adult and pediatric patients, and that's another difference because the other one didn't have pediatric patients, with cutaneous abscesses in whom the plan was for the ED provider to do the drainage and then to discharge the patient. So this wasn't like you had to call down a specialist. It was like in some difficult area or something. You weren't planning on admitting the person. They were going to go home after you drained the abscess. Then they randomized them to either the loop technique with a vessel tie or a traditional drainage and a pack with a sterile ribbon gauze. Now, they don't say if, you know, it was kind of a tight pack or a loose pack with just a wick, but some kind of packing went in there. And then things like local anesthesia, the decision whether or not to use antibiotics, if you needed sedation to the procedure, all left up to the treating provider. The primary outcome measurement was treatment failure, which they defined as requiring an additional procedure, so you had to come back and get it drained or something, IV antibiotics, or operative intervention on follow-up. Secondary outcomes were ease of the procedure, so from the clinician's perspective, pain at the time of treatment, from either the patient or parent's perspective, if it was a really little kid, ease of care at 36 hours. So, you know, did they feel like it was easy to take care of, was bothering them, whatever it was from the patient's perspective, and pain as well after they got discharged. So some real good stuff here, right, that we haven't seen before. So they identified 256 potential subjects, of which 217 were enrolled and randomized. Patients were generally kind of in their early 20s. 75% of the abscesses were between 1 and 4 centimeters, so kind of like, you know, moderate sized. And 95% of the patients in this sample got antibiotics, almost all of them. So that maybe just reflects the practice of what's going on there. Unlike the other study, they only lost about 10% of patients to follow up. So for an abscess study, that's very good.
For any ED-based study of outpatients, that's incredibly high.
Agree. So if your critique was, oh, we just don't know what happened to these people, this is probably is the best evidence you're going to get on this topic. Treatment failure was seen in 15% of the overall cohort. So among adults, of which there were 130, there was no difference in the primary outcome of treatment failure, right? That's the coming back for another procedure, needing IV antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera. So same, 15, which is what the other study showed. But among the kids, which was a pretty big chunk, almost 90, treatment failure occurred in 21% of the packing group versus 0% of the loop group.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
I'm trying to work through that in my head. Go ahead. Yeah, it's definitely a big difference.
So in terms of ease of performing the procedure, like, so what did the provider think? You know, they had like a scale, 10 scale. Was it easy? Not too hard? Not too simple? They basically rated them the same. They felt like doing the traditional pack was just as easy as doing the loop. So it wasn't more difficult to perform. So was pain during the procedure as assessed by the patients. which makes sense to me. They're both usually using some, you know, local anesthesia. Good chunk of these people actually got some sedation as well. And you still have to break up loculations, right? So it's not like it stops that from occurring. However, pain at follow-up, ease of care, and overall patient satisfaction were all better in the loop group. So after they went home, the patients certainly had a preference of which one they liked better. So although the follow-up rate is much better than in previous studies on this topic, which is a good thing, there are some notable limitations here, including potential bias in outcome assessment. This is not a blinded study, right? The investigators probably had some preconceived notions about what they wanted to find. It was a very high antibiotic use rate in this population, which could affect generalizability. And also, there was routine packing done in the traditional IND group. So we still don't know how well loop would perform against a non-packed abscess, right? Like maybe some of the patient's pain and stuff in the traditional IND group came from the packing. But overall, I think it's a great paper. And again, if you don't know this technique, I think it's probably worth learning.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the point where, you know, I believe that we now know that it's as good as a traditional IND. You know, it might be better under some circumstances, might be a little bit worse on some circumstances. And I think we're getting to that nuanced phase where we're like, well, which are the specific patients? Is it the pediatric patients? Is it the abscess type? Personally, I've moved to it. I do it all the time. I specifically do it when the abscess isn't one of those ones that looks like it's about to rupture through the skin anyway, when you know you're going to kind of have to dig around a little bit. So if it's about to rupture, you know, and you can, the skin is thin and, you know, sort of discolored already, I usually just cut into that because it looks like it's going to rupture anyway. But if it's like one of those ones where it's below the surface a bit or it's very phlegmony, that's when I tend to use the loop technique as opposed to the IND technique. I don't know if you have any tips about that.
No, I think that's fair. You know, I think the ones that are about to pop anyway probably doesn't much matter.
Saving an
X-ray. As ED providers, I don't think we've ever known before how the patients felt about it after they left, you know? So this is sort of the first compelling data to say, even in those ones with a thin wall or something, they might do better with a loop. The key here for me is whether or not you're going to pack it, right? So if you're not going to pack it anyways, then maybe some of this data goes out the window. I'm not totally sure. But if you're one of those people who still packs it, I think this data is incredibly relevant. And also, I know what you're saying, you've kind of moved a little bit, the pendulum has swung for you towards the loop. I think if we were to do a national sample on this, probably most ED providers have never done the loop.
Oh,
still.
No, I agree. So you should invest, you know, in trying to do it. And my point is just that if you're about to do an abscess, you're looking at it like, which one should I do first, right? I don't think I'd do one that looks like it's about to rupture and the spot is right there. You can feel the squishy middle spot. It's you know, one of those ones that's, and maybe it's in the peds where I tend to see those too, where they're a few millimeters under the skin. The skin surface itself looks pretty pristine. And you're like, I'm going to have to fish around in there. And then you put the two holes in, tunnel that thing through. And I feel like that's a good one to begin with.
Fair enough.
Editor's commentary.
In this non-blinded randomized trial of loop drainage versus traditional IND with packing for management of cutaneous abscesses in the ED, loop was found to have a much lower rate of treatment failure in the subset of pediatric patients. This is also the first study I have seen to comment on sort of people-focused outcomes, suggesting that loop is just as easy to perform as a traditional IND and has the potential for less pain and easier post-procedure care for the patient. It is clear to me that if your plan is to pack an abscess, you should consider the loop technique as an alternative, particularly for pediatric patients.